Here at Wisconsin Today, I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Summer is peak construction season in Wisconsin, and those orange barrels are a familiar sight along major corridors around the state.
Wisconsin's Department of Transportation is currently managing about 140 construction projects, according to its 511 construction map, all the while planning for future road work funded by the new state budget. That includes major project investments.
We're checking in on the latest developments for Wisconsin roads and infrastructure projects and where they stand as some funding from the federal government is in question. Christina Boardman is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Secretary Boardman, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with this new state budget, which is increasing transportation funding by hundreds of millions of dollars. What will that allow your department to do?
Well, I think there's a lot of good news to talk about in the recent budget. This is the fourth budget in a row to increase transportation revenue, as you said, and it's really going to allow us to strengthen some programs, and we're going to have some enhanced funding opportunities for local communities, which is always good news. So some of the bigger things that we're going to be able to do, we have some major projects, the 39-90-94 corridor from Madison to the Dells, that was enumerated in this project, so we'll get started on that. The 94 East-West, kind of connecting the zoo and the Marquette interchanges, we'll be working on that. It keeps all of our other projects on schedule, and some of the bigger local programs, like the Agricultural Road Improvement Program, increases some general transportation aid. So it allows us to not lose any ground that we've gained these last few years and get some big projects up and going that have been much needed.
Well, let's talk about the one of those items that you mentioned and the 67-mile corridor between Madison and the Wisconsin Dells. What is the kind of top line takeaway from what this project will enable?
This roadway was built many decades ago, and I think if anyone has traveled south on that road on a Sunday in the summer, they know that we need a little bit more capacity on that road. So it is a huge tourism corridor, huge freight corridor, and it's definitely kind of meeting its maximums in terms of throughput. So this will be adding an additional lane from Madison to the Dells, which is much needed. It's also going to be adding a lot of safety improvements. It's going to be improving the overall infrastructure. It's going to be a new interchange. We're going to be correcting some new skews that may have been in the road that were contributing to some safety concerns. We've also had some flooding issues around the Dells and that area. And so being able to make those corrections going forward will be good news as well. The Wisconsin River Bridge, we're working on that right now. So it's going to be a long project, again, 67 miles, but it's been studied for several years now. And I think we are very excited to get going and start making some improvements.
With those bridge elevations to guard against impacts to flooding, I wonder if you're seeing echoes of that in projects around the state, that there are additional efforts to mitigate the risks to flooding.
We are keeping a very close eye on these things. We do have some pockets through the state where we would like to elevate the roadway a bit to avoid what we've seen in the past. And definitely this area is a key area because it has flooded a couple times in the last 20 years. And closing an interstate is no small task, and it is very it impacts a lot of people. We've also had some concerns on 94 as well. So it's not just the 100-year flood anymore. We are seeing concerns, and we have a lot of data on these roads and being able to have the funding to move it forward so that we can avoid some of those tragic incidents in the future is much appreciated.
Moving to Milwaukee now, the zoo interchange, that's been a work in progress for many years. What is about to change with this new investment?
So we have it's the 94 East-West, again, kind of that part that is not complete in between the zoo and the Marquette, right near the stadium there for the Brewers. And this will, too, be an expansion project. It is very crowded in that area. It's a very important area where there's a lot going on there that we need to be very careful about. There is a cemetery on both sides of the road, and so we are taking a lot of care not to impact any of that, but to add that additional lane so that this very busy corridor can have some additional throughput, again, for freight, for tourism, and for many of our commuters that are working through there on a regular basis.
And we have rehab projects on I-94 in Waukesha County, I-41 in Milwaukee County. How will all of this work align with the new projects that are planned on these highways?
We do have a lot going on. In fact, this fiscal year, we've completed about 400 projects. So we have been very busy. We do prioritize statewide so that we have the staff and the resources to get things done. I think in that southeast region, we're finishing up right now on I-43. That's the north-south freeway between Glendale and Grafton. That's almost complete. And so we're really happy to have been modernizing that. We also have I-41 going from Appleton up to De Pere. That's a 23-mile segment, rebuilding 10 interchanges, also helping with the long-awaited South Bridge Connector Project in Brown County. So we do have a lot going on, but we also have an aging infrastructure. We were able to get some additional federal funds these last several years, and putting that to work to make these improvements is good news for Wisconsin.
We're going to get more to federal funding in a moment, but have you been able to get enough staff to construction crews to keep up with these projects? What has staffing levels been like?
I am proud to say that the workforce has really stepped up in this area. We have been getting multiple bids on projects, which tells us that the workers are there and available to do things. So that has not been a problem, Wisconsin. We have a very close working relationship with transportation builders, with the unions, making sure people know what's going on. We are kind of foreshadowing all of this so people are planning. We have apprenticeship programs that are going on. So that has not been a problem for us. And we have really great workers working very hard every day on these big projects.
Municipalities around the state have been really struggling for funding with road maintenance. Will this new budget help to address that any way, or help with those struggles for local road maintenance?
Yes, there is new funding coming in with this budget. So for the routine maintenance going on our interstate system that our counties are taking care of, there is an additional $30 million on top of the base in the budget. So that will definitely help. We know it's bigger equipment. Prices have gone up, and we want to make sure that we are honoring that. So happy to see that. In terms of general aids, there's a 3% increase, and so that will really be helpful as well. For the local road improvement program, again, we're getting $100 million for a supplemental program on that, which will be very helpful. And then also just wanted to mention the agricultural road improvement program that was new in the last biennium, funded at $150 million. We have another $150 million in this biennium. And that's really for those agricultural projects, kind of those first and last mile, getting it to from farm to market. We've seen this last biennium, we put out about we awarded 91 projects across 48 counties. And so this has been really helpful for those areas that maybe they just didn't rise to the level with our other existing programs. And so pulling these out specifically for these agricultural roads where it's making a difference in those rural areas has been important. So we feel like we've got a mix of things going on. We are always working closely with our local partners, but happy to say that there is an increase to the base budget on many of those programs.
We're talking with Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman about road construction projects around the state, an update there, and other transportation priorities in the new state budget. Turning to federal dollars now, the Trump administration rescinding funding for the federal Department of Transportation's Neighborhood Access and Equity Grant Program, canceling the $36 million street reconstruction project just recently in Milwaukee. Do you know if other Wisconsin projects are being affected by federal cuts?
We've been looking very closely at the reconciliation bill and the impacts of that rescission. The project that you mentioned is most significant for the city of Milwaukee, and that is losing that funding. For other, there was a City of Madison project, and then we had a couple projects on programs that were impacted. Those funds were obligated, so basically spoken for prior to the change in administration, the change in those rules. So those are kind of locked and available for our use. So it's really the city of Milwaukee that is the primary impact here in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin has received billions of dollars from the infrastructure law, from the Inflation Reduction Act. Are these funds still coming through? What do you see?
We have our regular formula funds that is all continuing forward. Bills are getting paid. That is all good news. We have had some discretionary programs where there has been some language changes that we're keeping close tabs on. In terms of one that was recently impacted was the electric vehicle, the charging stations that we were putting out statewide. We identified an alternative fuel corridor, and we had an RFP out there to open up additional fast charging stations in Wisconsin. There was a pause on that program, but we had a recent court ruling, and we are now able to open up the use of more of those funds. So we had 15 projects that we had awarded through an RFP. Those funds were not yet obligated. We are moving those forward. And we may reopen another RFP to kind of fill any gaps that we have on that fuel corridor. So that is a discretionary program that definitely was impacted, but we have seen some movement in the last few weeks.
Yeah, so recently that the federal judge ordered the Trump administration to resume distribution of funds to build these EV chargers. Wisconsin is in the mix of these states that is now eligible after there was the litigation from the attorney general. And so can you give us an update on how EV charging is doing in Wisconsin, you know, the numbers that you're seeing and how the build out is going?
Sure. So in May of 2024, we announced about 53 projects, and those were awarded with these program funds. We had we were expecting $78 million in these electric vehicle funds over a five-year period. Since that point, we have signed agreements with 38 of those projects, and those were all obligated and moving forward. We have four that are currently operational, and we have another five that are under construction, and then the remainder are in various stages. So we do have sort of a staggered rollout of this, but we are really pleased that we're going to be able to move forward on all of those 53 projects now with this change from the court ruling. So that will make a big difference. And again, this is really looking at the state, where are vehicles going, where are these most needed, targeting those rural areas so that people can feel confident no matter what type of vehicle they choose that they will be able to refuel.
Turning back to Wisconsin here and paying for these projects, we will see an increase in vehicle title fees and an increase in newer renewed driver's license fees. Can you talk about those fees going up and what revenue that will raise for the transportation fund?
Sure. There are some fee increases, just as you said, and there's been a lot of discussions about this over the recent during these negotiations on creating new sustainable revenue to the transportation fund so that we can better plan and know that the funds are there to maintain our roads moving forward. And so to maintain that kind of that 21st century infrastructure, we do need to have additional funds in there. So those, it is the, in addition to the title fee, that will raise some money. There is a registration fee for heavier trucks. And then the driver's license fee, which people pay once every 8 years, that had not gone up in many, many years. And so that has a modest increase as well. And so that will go into that transportation fund.
Secretary Boardman, some communities are really grappling with reckless driving and the effects of reckless driving. There have been efforts to promote traffic calming. Will the new budget and the funding coming down in these fiscal years do anything to reduce reckless driving?
Safety is our number one priority here at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, and I absolutely understand that there is reckless driving. There's people driving too fast, and we're seeing unnecessary deaths on our roadways every single year. And so we are trying a number of things to try and get people's attention so that they can be part of that solution and making a difference. So when we are making these updates to the road, we are implementing some engineering solutions that will definitely help. And part of that is traffic calming. For instance, with a roundabout, it slows down traffic. And if you are going to have a crash, it is not deadly the way coming at each other in a T-bone intersection would be. And so we are trying to implement those as needed. And we're trying to show the public kind of that return on investment. When we put the funds into these solutions, we can see a difference. But we all are partners on this. People need to pay attention. They need to do their part. They need to buckle up. They need to put the phone down. They need to drive with caution, especially in work zones. So we really need to respect the shared environment and make some changes in how some people are driving.
We've seen some extreme heat in recent weeks, which led to roads buckling all over the state. How well equipped is the Department of Transportation to respond to these types of disruptions when they come up?
These are emergency issues. It is not uncommon in the Midwest that has wild temperature variations. So we are regularly speaking with our partners in surrounding states. During the June heat wave, we had about 75 instances of pavement buckling. And that basically when it's cooler and then it heats up quickly, we have slabs of pavement. They kind of push up against each other and cause these buckles. It's really... we get people out there right away so that we're marking it. We have county highway crews, local public works crews, local law enforcement, all working together to make those improvements. But something that we're doing is we're mapping where those buckles are happening and then doing some of the research behind that. Are there any commonalities that we're seeing? Some of it is just temperature, which we don't control. But if there's been any differences in the type of materials being used, we want to know that so that we can self-correct moving forward.
In recent years, Governor Evers has pitched in filling potholes around the state.
Yep.
Pothole filling, yes. How much of an issue are potholes today in Wisconsin?
Well, potholes are on these local streets, and especially for people living on those streets, it's a big deal. It can do damage to the car. I have been out with Governor Evers on some of these pothole trips, and people are stopping. They're taking notice. We were on one street, I believe it was in La Crosse, and a woman came out her front door. She's like, I've been making calls. I didn't really think the governor was going to show up and do it. But she's like, I sure am glad that you are here. Ultimately, the locals need the funding so that they can be more proactive so that we don't have this. But it makes a difference. We want to make sure that people know that we care and we realize the impact it has on their commutes and the quality of their car. So we want to make sure that we're stepping in as needed.
Secretary Boardman, thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Christina Boardman is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation with us to share the latest on transportation and road construction projects around the state. Is there a road project near you or a recently completed construction? What impact is it having on your community? Reach out to us about road work and share your story. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.